great time for us as well. Love this segment weekly. We welcome in Matthew Jones with Olympus Legal to give us the inside lawyer skinny on topics affecting either folks, sports figures here in the Intermountain West or nationally or globally. And it's been 3 weeks since a federal court ruled Tom Brady must serve his four-game suspension for his role in Deflategate. But you know, this will never end. I think that this will never, never end. There will be endless appeals, and there'll be further suspensions, and then further appeals. I think this is this might be something following us for the rest of our life. I hope not. A lot of questions out there, and I'm going to bring in Matt and welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Again, I love checking in with you, and I always learn stuff, and I think our audience does as well. So appreciate your presence again, Matt.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I'm just going to paint the quick picture. Pro Football's Mike, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Great breakdown of what looms next, and it all starts Monday. Brady and the NFLPA folks are going to file a petition for a rehearing of the federal appeal. If granted, Brady will likely play the entire 2016 season as the full U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit hears the case. So that's a no-brainer. They will file. So what is that? What's the timing like? Well, just talk us through kind of that first step.
Yeah, so they will refile, and as we talked about a couple weeks ago, it'll be for an en banc hearing. Like you said, it'll be before the complete Second Circuit. Timing-wise, it's really kind of a guess at this point. The Second Circuit will have to put it on their schedule, and depending on how busy they are and how quickly they want to get this in front of them, it could be a couple months before they actually get this in front of the full Second Circuit. So that kind of delays everything at this point, at least for those couple months. And then once they hear it, it'll take them a while to actually come up with their ruling and determine whether they want to overturn that three-panel decision or whether they want to keep it and then affirm it.
Right. So what we're talking about is, you know, that would they could turn it down. If the petition is denied, we'll go there in a second. So if they agree to hear it, then it's the 13 judges who will also consist of the three who voted 2-1 to allow the commissioner's powers to reign and Brady to serve the four-game suspension, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And that's if they agree. And so I guess I'm getting what my question is to you. Do you know how long typically it would be before they decide to deny or accept? Because it seems with the timing, if they agree to hear the appeal and rule on the appeal with the en banc, then he plays. I mean, the sense is he would play all year because there's all kinds of, you know, scheduling issues and that. I'm just wondering how long it'll take for them to decide whether they grant the petition for the rehearing.
I would assume it'd be a couple months, although a lot of people have been surprised at the way this case has really kind of sped through the federal circuit so far. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was quicker than a couple months, but I would say probably 2 or 3 months at this point.
And is it the full 13 who hear the petition and decide to rehear?
I believe it is, yes. Okay. I believe that they all need to vote. And like, if I remember correctly, there's got to be a majority or seven or eight of the 13 that agree to rehear. I can't remember the exact number, but it's a majority have to decide that they want to hear the case.
Okay. And as we talked about yesterday in sort of planning this out, at some point it has become such an interesting, you know, it's sort of taken a life of its own, and it's tedious and boring for those who, you know, don't like all of that stuff, including me, but then the people who don't like the Patriots are like, I'll go serve the suspension, you know, you cheated or whatever. But at what point does I don't want to put it on the ego of these 13 judges, but they like these things. And you mentioned it's quite a bit different from a petition to rehear a criminal case.
Yeah, like we were talking about yesterday. So a lot of times in the federal court, they hear a lot of criminal law cases. It's not a lot of these civil cases that come in front of them. Federal judges hear a lot of the criminal type stuff, and it can be semi-rare for a civil case to come in front of them. So when they get a case, especially one that's kind of got the appeal of a case like the NFL versus Brady, there may be some tendency to kind of want to get involved just because of the parties involved, and it's something kind of novel to them. And there may be, like you said, maybe a little bit of ego involved in getting involved with NFL versus Brady, that type of thing. So that may play in his favor as they consider about whether they want to rehear this case or not.
Right. Okay. So that's one thing. If they say, okay, we'll rehear it pretty much because of scheduling and so forth, Brady plays for the season. It would be really crazy if they agreed to hear it and they whipped through and heard it and then decided before the end of the season. So we'll assume if they say, yeah, we'll rehear this in front of the 13, then Brady likely will play. If they say no, then Brady of the NFLPA, I'm just reading off of the Mike Florio Pro Football Talk thing, they would need to take further action to delay the suspension and persuade the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the case. And that gets a little more dicey. Can you walk us through that a little bit? I mean, they need to ask the Second Circuit for a stay of the suspension while they prepare an appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what they would do, in the event that the Second Circuit does decide to hear it, more than likely a stay is going to be granted automatically until they can decide the issue. In the event the Second Circuit decides not to hear it, then what would happen is the original suspension would still be in place. But to delay that, Tom Brady's team would have to ask the Second Circuit for a stay of the lower court's decision, saying basically, we're going to appeal this to the Supreme Court. Until they decide, we think that this punishment should be stayed or basically suspended until we get an answer for the Supreme Court. Now, the stay is not automatic, you know, especially in the case where they decide not to hear the issue en banc. So it'd be up to the Second Circuit whether they wanted to grant that stay or not.
Okay.
If they do grant it, like you said, he would be able to play beginning of the season.
Right. And is that the 13? So now we're beyond the three. It's the 13 involved in all of this, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if that, here's where it gets kind of more interesting, and we're going several levels. If they agree to the stay of the suspension and they prepare the Supreme Court appeal, if the request is denied, apparently Brady and the NFLP, their last thing would be to present to the full U.S. Supreme Court, or I guess not the full, but to the lone Supreme Court justice assigned to the Second Circuit. Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, so if the Second Circuit decides not to grant the stay, then he does have the right to appeal to the lone Supreme Court justice who oversees the Second Circuit. That justice is Justice Ginsburg. She oversees the Second Circuit, and she hears kind of these smaller motions that come out of the Second Circuit. Justice Ginsburg would have kind of the sole authority, wouldn't go before the complete Supreme Court, but she'd have the decision to make whether she wanted to stay the case or not.
And so she would be deciding whether eventually the Supreme Court would hear it?
No, she would simply be deciding whether the stay would be granted.
Okay. And the thing that has Patriot fans somewhat happy is that she historically is labor-friendly, correct?
She is. She's considered a more liberal justice. Tends to side in favor of labor over management in these labor disputes.
So, based on all you know, and we're wandering into the dark here, and I appreciate your expertise and your insight into all this. I mean, it just seems that there's enough of a momentum that he probably is going to play some of 16, if not the whole season. Depending, I can't imagine that everybody, that the 13, they all say no, no, no across the board. All these come back no. That would be hard for me to fathom, but what do you think?
I think, I still stick with my original opinion that he's probably going to have the en banc hearing denied. I would not be surprised, though, if they grant the stay, simply because the argument's going to be made that if he serves a suspension and then either the Second Circuit comes back or the Supreme Court comes back and overturns that suspension, well, there's no way to get those games back, and there's no way to get that paycheck back, and
right.
They're really taking kind of a property interest from him. So I would be surprised if he wasn't granted the stay and got to play in the 2016 season, at least at the beginning of it.
So in a sense, they may turn down the en banc, but give him the bone of saying, okay, you can play, and then you get ready for your case to the Supreme Court, even though they may turn you down. That sort of gives him a minor win, and he gets to play, and he may serve the suspension in 17 or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
Okay. I love the way we wade into these areas, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but Brady, when he re-signed, he signed an extension, or they reworked his deal this year. He's making, I think, $1 million with the understanding that that was that way, so if they suspend him 4 games without pay, he only loses like, you know, 250,000. I mean, he and the Patriots got together and said, okay, if this happens, pay me less. They gave him a bigger signing bonus. So they took care of him that way. And they gave him like $1 million or two for this year, understanding that if he's suspended, they don't, he doesn't really feel the pain of the financial loss of the games.
I didn't know that, but yeah, it makes sense. And it's interesting because I don't really think it's about the money in this case. I really
think
about Brady and trying to absolve himself of this, you know, Deflategate issue.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just think it's an interesting little thing that they did, understanding what may be looming. And he said, "Well, give me the signing bonus. They can't do that. They can't touch that. And if I get suspended, then it's not much money." It's just funny.
Seems like a very, very shrewd move on his part, for sure.
Yeah. But we'll follow this, and you know, we'll know more Monday. That's when they would file for the en banc, and we'll follow this along. And I maintain you and I will be talking about this in 5 years.
I'm sure we will, yes.
Hey, tell me a little bit about how you help out folks around here. There aren't a lot of en bancs in your world, but for all kinds of ways that our listeners may be, you know, have legal questions or maybe, you know, behind the eight ball legally, how can you help them?
You know, we, like I said, we do a lot of full service type stuff, but we specialize in work comp and personal injury. So if you're in an accident and just want to know what your rights are or what damages you may be entitled to, please feel free to give me a call. I can help you out with that. You know, I really pride myself on taking every case and working it like it's my own case and helping people out get the money they're entitled to when they're involved in an accident and it's not their fault. So, you know, I encourage people to call me just if they have any questions or any concerns and just need a little bit of help through the process.
Yep, and I called you yesterday, and you answered. So, folks, the number, and I'm going to give you out. This is Matthew Jones, Olympus Legal, his cell phone. It is really his number. It's not some other number, because I called, and you answered. So, 801-707-7999. I guarantee if you have a question, right, you'll take questions, because that's where that might lead to a case or it might help somebody, right? I mean, you're all about just taking the call, and let's see where we are, right?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's you know, I want to help people out, even if I can't take the case, just help them through the process. The legal world can be a little sticky, as you've seen with this Brady thing, and I just want to help people out. So,
okay. Great stuff. Thanks so much, Matthew Jones, Olympus Legal. Again, his number, it's olympuslegal.com, right, if they want to go through the email world.
Yep, that's correct.
And then it's 801-707-7999, your direct cell phone, Matthew Jones with Olympus Legal. Any questions, he'll take them all. And great stuff. Thanks so much. Look forward to next week.
Yep. Thank you, Tom.